Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
The Big 12 College Experience Preview and Picks Edition for Saturday, March the 9th on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Cut. Cut is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's U.S.-based and available in 40 states. Head over to Cut.com, K-U-T-T.com. Use that promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit today. And we're brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play their pick'em all season long with the chance to win 100 times in NBA, NHL, college hoops, and more. Sign up today with the promo code SGPN to get a 100% deposit match today. And we're brought to you by Champs. Run your own March Madness pool and enter Champs free bracket contest for a chance to win $1,000. Go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/champs to enter today. And last but not least, we're brought to you by a Hall of Fame Bets sports betting research platform for parlays, game lines. Download that Hall of Fame Bets app or visit HOFBets.com. Code SGPN to get 50% off your first month and start making smarter bets today. Welcome, everybody, to the Big 12 College Experience, part of Sports Gambling Podcast Network. Friday, March the 8th, we have arrived at the final Saturday in the Big 12 season. It's been a hell of a ride, fun season. As always, our first time covering the college basketball season, start to finish. But if you're wondering who you're listening to, I am Moneyline Mac, and this is the Big 12. So I am joined by a man that's a walking contradiction. Mm-hmm. Because he was born in Provo, Utah. He's got family in Ames, Iowa. He lives in Morgantown, West Virginia. Co-host of the Ryan and Rush Show, Rambling Rush. What's up, my man?
Yeah, don't want to check out our preseason predictions going into this last Saturday. But it's all good. Been a great season for the Big 12 here. I'm actually about to go watch some Big 12 baseball. BYU's in Morgantown. Chad G's not on to tell us it's Mormontown yet. So we'll enjoy Morgantown here, but excited to go see that, as my dad was a member of the BYU baseball team. And my wife did what we could not do, Ryan, and the High Point Panthers beat Darris Nichols and Radford. We love Darris, of course. Never want to beat your friends, but hey, occasionally you have to. So hopefully they can win two more games, go to the tournament for the first time in program history.
Yeah, I mean they got the first one out of the way. They fell down 16, able to come back and win by 14. Just absolutely brutal when you're getting 10 or 11 and you're up fucking 15 and you still can't cover. But hey, that's the nature of the business. If you're wondering who third man in the box is, you guys know him as the Big 12 Guru, aka the six times Zin champion, the green mowing, weed growing. Family Civil War, because he's got family in Stillwater. Norman, he is Troy Tuning. What is up, brother?
What's going on? I'm only quiet because I'm over here watching golf in the background.
I got Winthrop and Longwood on, and I think we got Northern Iowa and Belmont coming on here soon. So, tis the season. Yeah, man. Games are coming at us left and right. Covers are being blown left and right.
It's definitely time for the streaming numbers to hear. In about 3 or 4 weeks, we'll see all the posts about how like ESPN Plus streaming numbers are up 58%. Yeah, no shit.
Yeah, because every little league is on every mid-major is on these ESPN Plus apps. So yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And they got Flow Hoops going too. Flow Hoops has got the CAA. Yeah, so make sure you go get your fucking ass ripped off by Flow Hoops if you want to watch some CAA. Fucking quality is fucking worse than fucking the Pac-12 network. Actually,
the Pac-12 Big Ten network's the worst.
Pac-12 network does not exist anymore.
Yeah, it's over.
They should make it the Big 12 and have us on.
They should. If you're wondering, Big 12 standings with one game to go, Houston controls their own destiny. All they got to do is beat Kansas to win the league. They are at 14-3. Iowa State solo place of second place. They go to Manhattan tomorrow, need a win. And obviously a Houston loss. Baylor sitting alone at the 3-hole right now at 11-6. Kansas, Texas Tech sitting at 10-7. BYU, TCU at 9-8. Texas Tech has the tiebreaker over Kansas, by the way, because they won that big Monday game by about 70, it felt like. And BYU has the tiebreaker over TCU because of that chaotic comeback last Saturday. Texas, Oklahoma play tomorrow. They're both sitting at 8-9. So one of them will finish 9-9 in their final year in the Big 12. The other one 8-10. K-State 7-10. Cincinnati, UCF 6-11. And of course, it's the way it's been for all three of our teams, West Virginia and Oklahoma State in the basement at 4-13. Rush, I hand it to you. Thoughts, surprises, as we head into the final Saturday, man.
This is not coming from a place of bias because everyone's seen me on this show kind of been like, all right, here comes the BYU downfall. Here comes the BYU downfall. Yeah. What a season. First time great in the season. Big 12 for them. Like, I'm pleasantly surprised until you like to joke, and you might be right, until they lose to Oklahoma State tomorrow in Provo. Yeah. But, hey, that very well could happen. But they go on to win that game. I mean, the fact even if they do lose to Oklahoma State, right, go 9-9, but they win that game, start off with a winning record in the Big 12, and we'll see what they do in the tournament. Good for them, man. That's hats off. You really got to give credit where credit's due. Obviously – chaotic season on the opposite end for West Virginia. We did not expect everything that went down and everything that is going on, but looks like there'll be a fresh start next year, so we'll see what happens there, of course. But looks like 9 teams are going to make the NCAA tournament. We'll potentially see what happens. Of course, as we know, I know we're a little Big 12 biased, but I mean, if they really put the best teams in here and, you know, did that horse sort of thing, this is a 10-11 bid league conference easily.
I know you were looking it up earlier, Rush, but there's no way for BYU to get the 4 seed.
I don't think so. Since they lost this week, Texas Tech and Kansas won. Yeah, so even if both of them lose,
they would all tie. I don't know how.
Tech has it.
Tech has the tiebreaker because they blew out that second half. BYU was up by a million and then they fell. So it happens.
Scenarios, baby. Yeah, You know what, Rush? The more and more I watch BYU, why I think they've been successful is they're different. They play a different brand of basketball compared to everybody else. They space you out. They make a bunch of threes. They pass cut. They run really good offense. And, you know, they are tougher than we probably give them credit for.
I agree.
They're old because they're Mormons. And I know we got in this debate on the other show that BYU was down the last couple of years. That's because they were young. And BYU is going to go through a couple of years in the Big 12 where they're going to be god-awful because they're going to reload with the freshman sophomore. Because, Rush, they're not really a big portal team because you have to buy into the Mormon side of things.
Yeah, so this is – these next couple of years – at BYU are going to be very fascinating for what happens, right? There is money. The Mormon Church is a very wealthy organization and they could do a lot of things with that. And yeah, you're right. You got to buy into the culture. There's the honor code factors there as well. So be curious to see when you have this much success, if you get other teams, especially in the Big 12, start knocking and poaching and being like, yo, like,
yeah,
hey, we, you know, you don't have to live that honor code and you can come here. That'll be interesting to see. And it'll be interesting to see what BYU does with their NIL collective. Cause like we said, there is money there. And if they want to make that push and put that full effort there, because hey, a lot of the, I don't want to say the excuse, but the reasoning behind the Mormon Church of why, you know, you put money into athletics and support it is because therefore you can get the word out about the Mormon Church, right? So if you really believe that and that's really your reasoning, you should be dumping money in there and getting it out there. Another curious thing too, is I was talking to my dad about this, is if Pope stays around. With this success, maybe he's like, you know, screw my restrictions here at BYU. I'm going to go where I can get a little bit of a better job and some more money. So what, curious to see what happens in these next couple of years in BYU and which route they decide to take. It's all in their hands. I mean, they have plenty of opportunity, but hey, for this year, while we're in the present, good for them. They did it right in their first year.
You got to tell the recruits, if Sark can do it, anybody can do it. if that drunk bastard can do it, then anybody can.
Yeah.
No, I think.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, I think the real story that's kind of going under the radar, believe it or not, just because they're the number one team in the country, is Houston showing up and having a chance to win an outright regular season title with Kansas as the last game is almost, it's almost too poetic. Yeah. And I know they're big favorites. So, you know, Houston wins this game outright though, to win the Big 12 in their first year. And this is not an easier league than it has been in the past. This is just as competitive of a league. That's just how good of a team Houston is. I mean, feeling really, really good about the 11-1 national championship pick and the 4-1 Final Four pick for Houston. I mean, I can't believe they were getting those kind of numbers in the beginning of the year. People are fucking stupid and I'm smart.
Well, I think the concern was how they were going to hold up in the Big 12, but
I would say pretty good.
But well, clearly, and like Ryan, you talked about this, was the Big 12 could be what finally gets them to that national championship because of the schedule and because of the grind and because of how well you have to play to get through it. So
iron sharpens iron. I mean, and there is a narrative, and Kansas has not looked good in the Big 12 at times. But if you
did in the last episode, go through their non-con wins.
They beat everybody. Kentucky, Tennessee already won the SEC outright. UConn's the number one team. Like they're struggling in the Big 12 because the newcomers have been really good, but the other teams are just as solid. Iowa State's better than they ever have been. Baylor is back to being more solid and a legitimate Final Four contender. And Tech's been a nice surprise in under year number one with Grant McCaslin. TCU's been consistent. Texas has been a little bit of a disappointment, but they've been a different team when Dylan Dessouk came back from his injury. And I think that's why they were down in the non-con. The only team that's been a disappointment, to be honest, was our guys in terms of where these programs have been going in previous years in Kansas State. But in fairness to Kansas State, they lost their starting fucking center to that lawsuit. And now he's playing his ass off for Memphis and Tomlin. Mm-hmm. So Kansas State would have been in the NCAA tournament too if the president didn't dismiss Tomlin. So another good year for the Big 12. Hopefully we can finish the job off. I know it's all about matchups in the NCAA tournament.
I was going to say, for you guys, is there any surprise team that you could see winning the conference tournament and getting that auto bid?
Which you can
I can't see any of them winning it. It's just so hard to beat these teams back-to-back-to-back nights. I mean, maybe Kansas State would be the one, but I can't see them putting
– if the Big 12 was smart, they would let Kansas State win to get an extra team in, because they're not going to lose a bid in the conference tournament, I don't think. But
it's just like West Virginia.
If West Virginia wasn't dysfunctional, I would say West Virginia just because of raw talent. But
well, we know why you guys would say West Virginia.
Yeah. But they don't play any defense, so I can't see them.
They do not play defense at all.
You got to play a little bit of defense to win four games. I know they can score the ball and make shots, but at some point you got to sit down and guard a little bit. Oklahoma State, they go through too many droughts. UCF and UC and Cincinnati the same. So unfortunately, it will be 9. I wanted it to be 10. That would have been cool to have 10 in the league, but K-State couldn't get it done. Cincinnati had those bad losses, a.k.a. the Oklahoma State loss, and that's why we're going to get 9 in. But, hey, we'll take 9 out of 14.
Maybe the conference will win, like, the NIT and the NCAA title in the same
That'd game. Be cool.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it could happen. So, but hey, if you want to battle the Big 12, get over to Cut. Cut is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's U.S.-based and available in 40 states. Peer-to-peer social betting is a new way to bet directly against your friends and others with sports, politics, pop culture, camp talk over on the Cut app. And, dude, Cut is offering a opportunity for you to freaking go head-to-head. If you like a different side, you say, hey, I want to battle you. Boom. Get over there to Cut. Download the Cut today in the App Store over at cut.com. That's KUTT.com. Promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit today. And we're brought to you by Underdog Fantasy, because you can play Underdog all season long with your favorite players, simply picking higher or lower. Troy, what do we got here? We love Underdog. We've loved Underdog all year, whether it was football, basketball. Here we come, coming down to March. What are you looking at here?
So I'm looking at, first of all, in that Oklahoma State-BYU game, even though Iowa State was able to come back and get them, BYU kind of shot the lights out, and I don't really expect Oklahoma State to play better defense than what Iowa State did when they kind of locked up and got back in the game. They got Richie Saunders at 10.5 points. I'm slamming that higher. That's my token white boy, Richie Saunders. 2 free throws for the cover earlier this year, ice in his veins. What is he, 25 years old? Just a consummate professional at the college level. And then I'm going with LJ Cryer at 15.5 points. I think Houston kind of has a showcase game here, as we talk about in the future with Kansas. But LJ's been the difference maker for him, and I like to see him continue to shoot the ball well.
You heard the man. Underdog Fantasy, they've been great to us all season long. Like you said, we've played them football, basketball. They got a little bit of everything. And simply pick higher or lower when you get over there and use that promo code TCESGPN.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
All righty. We are back on the Big 12 College Experience. Let's lead it off in the first game. This is good. Get it the fuck out of the way. Where's it at? West Virginia is going to Cincinnati. So these lines are not out, full transparency, everybody. So we are estimating based off of KenPom/Bortorvik. I'm going to do one last double check.
I didn't see them, Ryan. We are getting to that time of year where they're in tournaments right now. So those lines are going to be pushed back.
Yep. Agreed. They're going to be sharper than ever. Cincinnati, what did we say? Cincinnati's sitting at 6-11.
According to Simon, four lines are up right now on FanDuel.
Yeah, it's but Simon, the only one in the Big 12 is Kansas and Houston.
Oh my
God. The other ones are, like you said, Kentucky and Tennessee. We're gonna do the rest of the conferences tonight, so make sure you come over and join the college basketball experience. This is just the Big 12 here early for the openers. We projected this Cincinnati laying 11.5. I will take the points just because I have a hard time laying this many with Cincinnati. I know West Virginia is broken, but it just feels like a hair too high. Just like when they went to Iowa State last week and K-State when they covered both those games. Give me the Mountaineers. They lose by 8-10.
Yeah, this one, I don't really have a cocktail napkin like Noah. I just use a normal notebook with a pen and paper. But the 10 number was what stuck out to me. If you see Cincinnati at minus 10 or lower, I would go ahead and lay that. But at 11.5, I'm going to take that extra 1.5. I think, like you said, and you know, even over the last couple of weeks, I've been kind of a proponent for eating some of the juice and just taking some money lines. Obviously not here with this big of a spread, but yeah. But because that exists, because as we get into late February and March, these lines are fucking spot on, and that half point is going to either fuck you or make you party. So I'll take the plus 11.5 with West Virginia. This is kind of against the system. They're on the road, but with this big of a number, and Cincinnati really doesn't have that scoring offense. I think West Virginia, you know, the lack of defense will be what loses in this game, but I think their offense keeps them in it for quite a while.
I agree with you, Troy. West Virginia is broken. I do like, since we're estimating these lines right now, we'll do the kind of the range. If it's Cincinnati 10 or lower, take Cincinnati. If it comes out more than 10, take West Virginia. Just, you know, I guess it's a close local game. You know, sometimes the last game of the season for these teams, they just, even the teams that don't care, they're like, oh, it's the last game. You might as well, you know, do something about it. So I feel as well, unfortunately.
Feels like 80-70 or something like that. 80-72.
Agreed.
Yeah. Kennedy is on West Virginia as well. All four of us. What can go wrong?
Yeah. Well, I think we'll all agree in terms of confidence level.
Is Chad on West Virginia?
I don't know. Well, you know what's funny, Troy? The system has flipped over here the last 2 weeks. They covered the last two road games, and then they didn't cover the home games.
I know.
Because they should have won in fucking Ames. They should have won in Ames. They had the lead. They should have won in Manhattan. But
and then also Raekwon lays an egg in the last game, which means you could take over 24.5 or over 25.5 for this one.
Yeah,
he almost always responds after a real shitty game with a pretty good shooting performance.
Agreed. All right, so we're all in the Mountaineers. What could go wrong, like you said? Oh, no.
probably the over. Probably the over in that one, too.
Do we have the – oh, I hope we still have it.
Chad's on it. Chad rides with the Hicks. Oh,
they are playing in baseball today, Chad. I'm going to be over there here in a little bit. So there you go. That's for you, Chad G.
All righty, let's
sticks and balls. It's probably not – BYU's, you know, forte, sticks and balls. They don't really use those.
A lot of bunting because, you know, like you can't move. So a lot of
– you got to stay still. Yeah.
A lot of small ball. Stick. Yeah, exactly.
Let's go over to the final Red River on the hardwood. Oklahoma.
SEC matchup.
Texas. Yeah, this is a future SEC matchup. Texas laying 5.5 against Oklahoma.
Ooh,
these two should have played this game like 2 weeks ago. Just shout out to the SEC football schedule. So then they could have ended their, like, this would have been the last week and you could have had Oklahoma playing like Incarnate Word and Texas playing like Sister Jean for the Blind, just like the SEC schools do. Get all the way to the most important week of the year and the SEC teams are playing fucking high school squads.
What do you want to do here, man?
I mean, it's Texas easy. This is alt-line to 10 points.
You think?
For sure.
I'm laying Texas.
They won the first match. Give me the Sooners. Give me the Sooners. Keep the sin close.
I'm wearing the shirt, but I'm taking Texas.
Boomer Sooner. All right. So
this is
that 5.5 spot, though.
This is one of the
6-1 Oklahoma.
Shout out to this game. These are our two upside down logos. These two teams suck for leaving and going to the SEC, and I hope they get smashed all over the place. But we're really going to miss these upside down logos. We're going to have to find a new team to pick on, which really fucking sucks. Because
Utah. Texas trust fills me, that. We'll have no problem picking on Utah. Trust yeah. me, we will have no problem picking on Utah.
Rush hates you.
I agree with that. Mind them, actually. Even though I was raised a BYU fan, like it was kind of like Utah, right? Like they represented the state. Like when they won, the Sugar Bowl against Alabama? It was like, oh, who's Utah? Like, you know, and now they're kind of becoming, it's like, oh, fuck these guys. Like, fuck them. Fuck them.
Who did you say Kennedy was on?
Let me flip again. Kennedy is on Texas. Oh, it's a problem.
So I'm the only one in Oklahoma. Chad, these are projected lines. So
yeah, this is usually the in between of Bartorvik and the KenPom.
Now, we're trying to give our ranges though.
If they open this at 6.5, I'm flipping to Texas because that's the tell for me that it's a smash spot.
I mean, five and a half does feel low, but. If it opens at four, whatever it opens, I'm betting. I mean, this is a pretty confident pick for me. Whatever it opens, even if it opened at 9.5, I would be thinking about laying it with Texas. I don't really see, as we get into March basketball with guard play mattering so much, I don't see an answer to Max Asmus. Asmus.
Hook 'em for you guys. Boomer Sooner for me in the final one, Big 12 style. Fuck Texas, fuck Oklahoma.
For one of the last times of the year, horns down, even though we're laying the points with them, except for Mac.
I'll tell you what now. We are brought to you by On the College Experience Manscaped. Because, baby, top of the morning, St. Patty's Day is coming around with your Shamrock Shavers. Manscaped this year, you don't want to chase the rainbows. Make a little bit of pot and get over there to the Gold and groom that little leprechaun of yours and embrace the luck of the Irish and join over 10 million worldwide true with Manscaped. And look, I just got mine the other day. They sent it to me. Freaking Manscaped, baby. You got to look good, man. I'll be using some Manscaped before I go to Viva Las Vegas. And you know, if you want to get over to manscaped.com, use that code SGPN. Get 20% off with your free shipping. You got to get clean when you go to Vegas, man.
Got to be aerodynamic to make proper bets.
Yeah, you can't be freaking tied down with the bush. You got to look good, feel good, baby. That's a saying, right? So, Manscaped, baby. They, like I said, and they got different freaking items that you can purchase here. We talk about the lawnmower. The lawnmower seems to be the go-to nowadays over there with the version 5 and two interchangeable next gen skin blade heads with one trim, new foil blade to go over your skin or smooth skin that everybody desires. Get over there, 20% off and free shipping with the code SGPN at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with code SGPN at manscaped.com. This is St. Patrick's Day. Make sure your little hairy leprechaun is luckier than ever over at Manscaped.
So I got the little part right.
I might need to freaking, I probably shouldn't even open this thing. I probably should just bring it to Vegas and for the hooker fund that everybody's putting together for Noah, be like, Noah, take this. And make sure you're all cleaned up. You say that you have a good old time in Vegas. So, I love Manscaped. What a great ad. What a great product. I mean, can't talk enough good things about it.
I'm hammering the over 1.5 blowjobs for Noah in Vegas too. I think Noah's going to get real lucky.
I hope so. He's going to have to go to somebody else's room because my
when he shows room. The picture of him next to his LeBaron, man, the girls just. Whoosh.
they're gonna fall for that fucking hair, and fucking LeBaron's gonna be freaking getting lucky with his leprechaun. We're also brought to you by Chance. Chance is hosting a free March Madness bracket contest. A chance to win $1,000 plus. If you enter the March Madness pool on Champs, you'll get a free entry into your bracket contest. Tiebreakers are determined by who enters first, and make sure you register so that you don't know who misses out. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/champs. That is the sportsgamblingpodcast.com/champs. And we're brought to you by the Hall of Fame Bets. Win bigger by betting smarter this NBA season with Hall of Fame Bets, a sports betting research platform for parlays, props, and game lines. Stop betting in the dark and join over 30,000 users researching with Hall of Fame Bets to craft a more intelligent, data-driven parlay. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit HOFBets.com, code SGPN, and start researching, start winning with the Hall of Fame Bets, baby. All righty, we are back on the Big 12 College Experience talking hoops. One more 2 o'clock Eastern game, another projected one. Still no lines out. Like I said, Rush makes a good point. They are going to get out later and later because of tournament play. So keep an eye out, everybody. We'll see what happens. We got the Iowa State Cyclones taking on the Kansas State Wildcats. Senior Day Farmageddon. First time these two teams played. Iowa State pulled away late, won by 11. I'm going to project this at 5.5, and I'll take the points. I think Iowa State wins another close one. They're starting to win these games closer and closer, it seems like. So give me the points, home dog here, with these Wildcats. Keep this thing close. Iowa State wins by one possession.
I'm hammering this minus 5.5. Kansas State sucks. They proved that last game they played. Iowa State's defense is just a little too good. And I was expecting Kansas State to kind of – I mean, I know I ate shit on my Hunter Dickinson lower than 9.5 rebounds when he grabbed 20 of them. I was expecting Kansas State to rebound the ball a little bit better. And the defense that Iowa State showed coming back in that BYU game, I'm laying it here with them. And I think the angle is because it's being played before the Houston-Kansas game, Iowa State knows everything is still at stake and they probably won't, you know, cut any corners or anything like that. So I'm laying the 5.5. I think in a bunch of other years, I think Iowa State would almost have an argument for a number one seed in the NCAA tournament. But a couple of slip-ups, still probably going to get it too. But a chance still to tie the regular season and I mean, anywhere in the top three in the Big 12, you're a hell of a basketball team. I just don't know. It seems like Kansas State has gotten the wind taken out of their sails. You know, it came a few weeks after Oklahoma State lost their wind, but they're just not really playing team basketball or anything like that anymore. It seems like they've almost given up. Iowa State has everything in the world to play for here. Lay it.
Rush.
This is a candidate for me for the dog. I could see Kansas State winning this game and this being Iowa State's loss that propels them to win the Big 12 tournament. You always see sometimes a loss like this, then team gets it out of their way and takes off. I could see that happening with Iowa State, Kansas State here. So going to be interesting as they like to stay. And Kennedy is on Iowa State.
Kennedy, smart man.
Cyclones. All right, game of the day. Everybody's waiting for this one. This one's going to be good. Kansas going to Houston for the first time, and Houston's laying 9.5.
And Kansas, this line's real.
Yeah, this is an actual line. Kansas is coming off the beatdown on Tuesday night. They won the first meeting. They blew them out by 15 at the Fog. We were all on that one. This is a lot of pressure for Houston. All they got to do is win. Kansas outright. This is going to be the Bill Self special. They're going to make every fucking shot somehow. They're going to pull one out of their ass. They have not pulled one out of their ass on the road yet. This is the one where they spoil the party. I liked what they did against Houston the first time to kind of neutralize how Houston wants to trap ball screens. They short rolled with Adams and played 4-on-3 on the backside. I'm going to trust Bill Self here. I'm going to take the points in. This could be my dog here to spoil the Houston party and potentially give Iowa State a shot at sharing. Troy?
This is a classic matchup of Chad versus Virgin. You've got a team that's pretty bitchy against a team that will go to the nth degree to, you know, do everything right and try their ass off. I think Houston blows this game out. I would almost – think that the revenge angle has a lot to do with it. The chance to win outright Big 12 regular season title has a lot to do with it. I'm laying the points. 9.5 doesn't scare me. 10.5 wouldn't scare me. 11.5 wouldn't scare me. You get to the 12 and the 13, I would be a little bit worried. But yeah, I think Houston wins this one by double digits. Kansas is a good team, but Houston's the best team in the country.
They are the best team. I agree with you.
So a little strategy here, right? If you think Kansas State's going to beat Iowa State, then I would also hop on Kansas here, because if Houston kind of sees Iowa State, Lou, because they play earlier, right? Yeah. And they don't want to win the share. They want to win the Big 12 outright. Then, you know, Houston could kind of like, let's not kill ourselves before we're going to get the one seed anyway in the tourney.
Sadly, that's not really how Houston plays.
I know, but if it's, I think there is something to it though. Like if they're in a position where maybe Kansas goes up big or something like that, like why kill yourself to get back in the game or win the game when you know you're going to win the outright Big 12 title and be the one seed in the Big 12 tournament. So I'm just saying it might be a factor in this one strategy to take betting wise, but Ryan, I'm with you. I think Kansas is up for a dog too. Spoiler as well. I could see Houston kind of getting this last loss as well, kind of like my prediction with Iowa State, especially if Iowa State does lose before this too. They get kind of Houston gets the feel of it. But Kansas can play spoiler, and Kansas is going to stumble their way into getting to the quarterfinals because they'll get the four seed and watch Baylor will end up beating Texas Tech. So we know what happens here. Maybe Kansas doesn't win the regular season Big 12, but they still find a way to get a double bye.
Jamal Shedd has lost like 13 college games in his career.
One of them is to Kansas.
One of them is to Kansas.
At the Kennedy's on Kansas.
Oh, Houston Island. You guys are giving me the number one team on the island, not at the Fog. Oh no.
Let's go, baby. Let's
what
go.
What possibly Jayhawks. Could go wrong? All Houston has to do is win.
A lot of pressure, man. All right, let's go to Fort Worth, where we got UCF is going to TCU. UCF, good. I would say they've been a solid first-year candidate.
Oh, yeah,
absolutely.
I think that they've held their own for the most part.
Absolutely.
But I think they're going to get fucking steamrolled here. I think this is a smash spot TCU at home, senior day, finish out the season strong. They are still on the bubble in a way. I think it's a finish out the season here and solidify your resume. TCU double digits for me.
Yeah, this is a lay for me as well. This is a solidifying win for TCU. And it's also kind of the UCF team that we've seen all year. Their laurels are scrappy defense, but when you're giving up, you know, 62 a game at home and 69 a game on the road, as nice as that number is, it's not that cool. Those extra 7 points is exactly what this fucking spread is. So give me that, lay that 6.5.
Yeah, lay it. This is
feels
lay
like that smash.
Six. Yeah, it does. I'm with you guys. No need to belabor the point. Even, Kennedy's on UCF. So there you go. Staying away from the Fort Worth area, which is always a good idea for him.
Cracking hookers. Kennedy loves it.
It is a good idea. All right, here we go. This is a big one too. We talked about it. Texas Tech, would they be able to get the 3 seed if they win? Because they will both be sitting at 11-7. I don't think so. I think it would go to Baylor. No, yeah, because Baylor beat Iowa State. Texas Tech did not beat Iowa State. So
Baylor also already beat Tech earlier this year.
So Baylor is basically locked into that 3 seed pretty much. Tech on senior night here.
This is weird.
Do we take Baylor here to finish off the season strong?
Butt bowl.
I love the butt.
I can really see this going either way, to be honest.
Well, that's why we have it predicted at 1.
Yeah, I do think that it is going to be a game that comes right down the wire. I'll take Baylor here. I think they're a notch above Texas Tech. So give me the Baylor Bears to keep propelling that resume forward.
I know they beat them at home, but obviously, you know, reiterating the fact that we're a week into March, if you see a 1-point spread, just bet the money line. If you're gonna, thinking about laying this one with Texas Tech, just bet the money line, because there's a pretty good chance that this is a 1-point game, be it either direction. Worst thing in the world would be to, you know, put 5 units on Texas Tech minus 1 and they win the game by 1 and you watch the whole game for nothing. Pushing is worth it, worse than losing. Be a man, just lose. I'm going to take the point from Baylor, but this is this is the dog candidate. I know it's only one, but I think Baylor wins this game on the road and finishes pretty strong and maybe has a pretty good run in the Big 12 tournament. I think that they're one of the teams that's right in that, like, you would consider it mid-range, I guess, because they're not like the very top upper echelon. And so those tournament games might matter a little bit more to them. I know in the past, Scott Drew hasn't really given a shit about the Big 12 tournament.
Yeah.
But this year is going to be a chance to solidify like a 3 seed or, you know, depending on who else loses, Baylor goes on a good run and maybe wins the Big 12 conference tournament. That would be, you would think about putting them at a 2, right?
Yeah, and to the other point, I think Iowa State, actually, there is a scenario where Iowa State could get the 1 seed
or one seed
if Tennessee and Arizona stumbled and then Carolina or Duke didn't win, and then somehow Iowa State would win the Big 12 tournament and win tomorrow. I think they actually would have the case for the final 1 seed, but most likely a 2 seed, Baylor 2 or 3 seed. Rush, who you going?
I think Baylor's going to be like the first 3 seed, but I'm with you guys. I think this is a Baylor statement game. I think this is Baylor saying, hey, we're ready for postseason play, and you got to watch out for us. We're not the only, we're one of multiple Big 12 teams to be worried about. It's not just Houston, Iowa State, Kansas, the traditional. Like, this is the Baylor needs this one. So I think they do it. So Kennedy's on Baylor as well.
Dang, 4-way sweep for the Sick'em Bears.
Sick'em, baby. All right, let's go to the final game. I'll feel better if they open Baylor as a favorite, too. I think that'll be the tell. If Baylor does open as a favorite, that would make me feel better.
Might just be a pick'em.
It might be. I think it's going to be a pick. That's why I just said, text at home. Let's go 1. This one. This is a tricky spot for BYU. They lost the first meeting. They got killed in the first meeting, right?
Is Julio back?
Is Julio back?
There's Julio.
Julio House.
There we go. There he goes, Julio.
Julio, we got 177 people in here.
Yeah, this is 177, Julio.
Don, we need Julio 177 likes from you fucking D-gens.
Yeah, come on. Make sure you subscribe. Like it, baby.
Watching 3 retards pick basketball games. At least you can press the fucking thumbs up button.
Yeah. All right, let's go to this final game. Dude, I think Oklahoma State's live in this game. I think
for
this
real? Is it.
Yeah, I think Oklahoma State's the kind of team that could fuck with BYU again. They're just athletes. They can kind of bother them and contest their shots and disrupt their offense and press them and speed them up. BYU really struggled against them the first time. And I know the game is in Stillwater, but I think this is a sleepy spot for BYU. There's already thinking about the Big 12 tourney. Give me Oklahoma State here.
I can't Benedict my pick from the last episode where I said I thought Iowa State would cover, but BYU would look pretty good, which is almost exactly what happened. You know, the hook gets you. But then I thought that they would turn around and smash Oklahoma State. So seeing this 13.5 didn't really scare me. It actually kind of vindicated my belief. So I'm going to lay the 13.5 with the old white guys. We got old white guys. Hard for me to not pick them. I mean, I might be a little biased. I'm old and white too. So, but you know, they just shoot the ball a little too well for me to think that Oklahoma State's going to be able to hang around.
I think Oklahoma State's going to get off to a good start. I think BYU is going to be a little lackluster from the Iowa State game. I could see Oklahoma State even getting up 10, 15, but we all know that 10 to 15 point lead to the kiss of death. Yeah. And my final score is BYU 82, Oklahoma State 68 by the hook. And Kennedy's on OK State.
Cowboys. All right. Oklahoma State versus BYU. You guys are on BYU. All right, let's go to the lock dog. Lock. Oh, I really did not. I mean, I already know where I'm going to go for my dog. For my lock, give me TCU to make a statement and finish strong. Beat down UCF here. UCF coming off two emotional games. Playing Houston to the wire, playing Iowa State to the wire. I think TCU puts it on them here. I'll lock up the Frogs.
I'm locking the Longhorns.
Hook them for Troy.
I feel so sad having to say that out loud to a public group of people that could record this and use this against me, but I am locking the Longhorns this week. And that's not even an emotional hedge lock. I just think that they're going to kick the shit out of Oklahoma.
What do you think, Rush?
I'll lock Kansas State.
K-Staters, baby.
It's a one possession game.
I like it. For my dog.
I agree with you, Ryan.
Shock the world. Here they come. Kansas Jayhawks go to Houston, get it done outright.
If I get Baylor as a dog, I'm going to take him. But if for some reason that game comes out as a pick 'em or even Baylor favored by one or something like that, I think I'm the only outright dog I could see winning besides Kansas. So I would not be surprised if Kansas won that game. I just don't really see it going that way. Would be UCF.
All right.
So I'll take Baylor unless it opens where they're the favorite and favorite. I can't take them.
Yeah.
But I guess, you know, the smarter thing to do would be even if it opens as them as a favorite, I would take Baylor, I guess, -3.5 or -4.5 or something like that. Because again, outright dogs, I mean, outside of K-State and Kansas, there's not too many opportunities here. So, because I don't think Oklahoma State's going to win the game outright. And I don't think West Virginia is going to win the game outright.
Nope, me neither.
No.
I guess I could take Oklahoma as my dog and Texas as my lock and get one no matter what, right?
Would it shock you if Oklahoma won at Texas?
That's one of the only ones. That's one of the only ones that I'm looking at. I mean, it would shock me specifically this week, but I don't think it's like super outlandish in a 5.5-point spread. But
it's never shocking when Texas lays an egg at fucking home as a favorite.
Especially, I'll just stick with Baylor, I guess, and alt line them if they open as faves.
Rush.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm dogging. No. Because
where you looking?
Because you said you were thinking. I'm like, I agree with you. So Kansas. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I thought I already answered. I thought we were doing our money line. Kansas.
Rock chalk. All right.
We all agree on Baylor and West Virginia.
Oh God.
What could go wrong?
I don't want to throw West Virginia in.
Let's get good idea. Baylor.
Take the 11.5 if you're going to throw them in there.
Just don't take
anything. They could be covering the whole game and then fucking quit the last 2 minutes and lose by 13. I could see that fucking happening with this fucking bunch.
It's good.
We all agreed on TCU.
Yeah, Baylor, TCU.
Baylor, TCU, and I guess we got to throw West Virginia in there. I guess that was the third one that we all agreed on.
Oh, great.
We're getting 11.5. What could go wrong? Shout out to the chat. Julio, way to hit that like and subscribe button. Appreciate it, my friend. Ayo, Chad G, always in here. Chad is not as alive and well because, well, we got day basketball. We got the Valley going on. We got the Big South going on. We got the CAA going on. Let's go.
It's our highest viewed show, though. 190 right now, yes. Live.
Not to rain on the party. Noah was giving me a breakdown of it. There's something with the Twitter number. So I don't know. But hey, 190 is 190. So that's what I'm going with. Until they explain what the issue is, I count them. But apparently the rumors are that there's an issue with the Twitter count. But
no,
hey,
it counts. It's just like the Dominion exactly. Voting machines. They count. Count. Yeah. Biden, 82 million votes. Counts.
We're at 192 and we haven't even counted mail-in viewers yet.
Yeah.
So.
Where are the mail-in viewers? Where's the audio?
There's at least 5,400 mail-in viewers, I would say. Exactly. Like if I had to estimate.
Yeah. Hey, apparently they don't count, but I'm counting them. So 192 closing in on 200. That would set a all-time high over here at the Big 12 College Experience. Appreciate you guys rocking with us all season long. I am Moneyline Mac. He's Rambling Rush. He's Troy Tuning. Troy, what you got going on the rest of the evening?
Well, we got rain all day tomorrow, I think. So
yeah, we do.
I'll be locked inside yelling at the television, getting blasted. That could be fun.
Could be fun.
Maybe get up to the golf range here right after the show. I'm not sure if we're going to actually go or not, but sitting and watching golf is the number one way to make yourself want to play golf. Because as fun as it is to watch pros play golf, it's still boring as fuck. It's too bad. It's not like the Live where you get to see, or like if you have the quad box on ESPN, then golf is fucking awesome.
Oh yeah,
you're watching shots every 20 seconds. But yeah, not much going on. Got some sweet fucking ribeye steaks that we're going to do tomorrow. I've been fucking around with the new Blackstone a lot. So I've been using the big flat iron. Oh, I want
to get one of those.
Oh yeah. Whenever you're over here, we'll have to do like a brunch or something on the Blackstone.
Don't tempt me with a good time.
There you go.
Look like fucking SpongeBob out there, fry cooking.
So about to head over to the West Virginia BYU baseball game here, as Chad G says, until I guess if West Virginia wins the series, it'll go back to Morgantown. But I guess as of now, it's still Morgantown. Right behind me, got the Mountaineer, Michael. He's the 69th Mountaineer, actually. So go check out the Ryan and Rush show. We interviewed him today. It was a great interview. It's fun. I think a lot of the times we don't know kind of the ins and outs of their world. So it was a really good interview. So check out the Ryan and Rush show as well. And I think why Noah's pretending the numbers are inflated is he doesn't want to, he's in denial about how many people are donating to a stripper fund. So he's like, oh, guys, it's not really that. But, you know, it's you know, he's trying to play it down. So
he shot it down the other night, and me and Colby go, count it. Count it. He was trying to break it down, and we're like, no, it counts. It counts. So that's why I said, apparently there's something glitch, but I don't believe it. I haven't seen it. So
no, the computers are smarter than us. So there's no way the computers could ever be fucked up. We're the ones that are fucked up.
Hey, they said that, I mean, this is the Big 12 College Experience. All the ACC guys said that we just inflate the numbers and then they just go lose to fucking Georgia Tech at home, fucking Boston College. And,
oh, man.
And shout out to
Wake. We had two more minutes on the show and Mac had to get a fuck you ACC in there.
Yeah. Classic. You know why you're not going to the tournament? Because you lost three in a row to fucking Georgia Tech at home, Notre Dame on the road, and Virginia Tech on the road. So Wake Forest, you can bitch about the Big 12 inflating the numbers all you want. You didn't take care of business. ACC sucks. I had to get that in there. I'm at Moneyline_Mac. He is at Rambling Rush, and he is at Troy Tuning. We are the Big 12 College Experience, and we are out of here. See you later.